The cold weather may have honeybees hibernating, but beekeepers are on the move. The annual North Carolina Beekeepers Conference is set for the last weekend in February in eastern North Carolina. Sarah Finch has more on the popularity of this buzzing hobby.
The North Carolina State Beekeepers Association is expecting a pretty sweet turnout for their annual spring conference. It's held at a different location each year. This time, it's in New Bern. The Craven Pamlico Beekeepers are hosting the event, titled Bees on the Burn, with programs and workshops offering a wealth of honeybee knowledge. Bees and beekeeping are essential to our state, and the NCSBA's mission is to provide resources and education on the subject. North Carolina Coastal Land Trust Deputy Director Janice Allen says honeybees are an integral part of our ecosystem.
If you eat fruits, nuts, or vegetables, you have to think a honeybee or another pollinator. More than 80% of our flowering plants and one-third of our foods rely on pollinators.
Bees were first introduced to America by the Europeans to help pollinate new crops like blueberries. As pollinators, they play a big role in the food industry, which is important for our agricultural state. North Carolina State Beekeepers Association President Rick Kaur says this trend is reflected in their membership.
The NCSBA has about 4,100 paid members for 2015. It's the largest beekeeping organization in the United States.
Rick Kaur personally keeps about 50 hives, where he raises honeybee queens each year. He has noticed that beekeeping appeals to people from all walks of life, and according to him, it has grown tremendously over the past few years.
Beekeeping is not losing its popularity. Our bee schools are full. The bee schools are led by the local chapters. We have over 70 chapters, and overall, they're well done. They're well attended. People enjoy them very much.
These startup hobbyists only require basic beekeeping equipment, including the wooden hive, a full-length bee suit, a smoker, hive tool, and of course, the bees. North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services Eastern Region Apiary Inspector Adolphus Leonard says it's a rewarding pastime that can be relatively inexpensive.
It all depends on what equipment you already have, but a few $100 get you started. And recently, there's been a new interest with honeybees because of the nationwide attention that honeybees got and pollinator decline problem. But many people have taken an interest in beekeeping, and that's a good thing.
Adolphus Leonard has been an apiary inspector in North Carolina for over 20 years. He will be participating at the spring conference with a workshop on disease management in bee colonies. A hobby beekeeper himself, Leonard says it's a great way to connect with friends, local clubs, and association chapters while learning how to be a part of the bigger picture.
Well, if you love honeybees, it's quite relaxing. It's a good diversion. It helps you get back to nature. It's a great hobby for getting your mind off of work, and there's always something new to learn.
With constant changes in the apiary world, it's important to stay on top of beekeeping concepts. There are four levels to which aspiring beekeepers can reach. Certifications start after the first year and continue until the Master Craftsman title is achieved, a position which has to be renewed every 5 years. Founding member of the Crystal Coast Beekeepers Association and Down East Public Library manager Tia Douglas explains how it starts.
You take the beekeeping course, and that involves taking a written test and a practical test. The practical test is actually going into the hive, and the teacher will ask you, well, what are you looking at, and, you know, are you dressed properly, all those kind of questions. And if you pass, you get a certification. You're an NCSBA certified beekeeper.
Whether you're an expert or interested in learning about beekeeping, this spring conference offers something for everyone, including vendor booths, committee meetings, master beekeeping testing, a children's program, and speaker forums. The weekend schedule includes 29 workshops, with topics ranging from how to design a honey house to honeybee pheromones. Tia Douglas says it's a wonderful opportunity to catch up with good friends and learn more about honeybees.
There's all kinds of good things going on. They meet in the auditorium and there's a lot of talks. And then in the afternoon, there's actually classes that you go to. All the beekeeping vendors are out there and you can buy all kinds of things. They have a wonderful silent auction where people donate things to raise money for honeybee research.
The NCSBA has two statewide conferences each year, a spring meeting and a summer meeting. The 2016 Spring Conference is hosted by the Craven Pamlico Beekeepers at the New Bern Riverfront Convention Center on February 25th through 27th. To learn more about this event, visit our website at publicradioeast.org. For Public Radio East, I'm Sarah Finch. Thank you.